This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there is definitely some confusion and a big issue brewing now when it comes to colleges, universities, and students. And so there are two ways students can get money back from their colleges. One is through the CARES Act distribution. The other are like tuition refunds or refunds for tuition or parking fees or security fees or whatever they had to pay before the pandemic. And so universities are not necessarily supposed to give you CARES Act fund to replace your tuition. CARES Act money, a lot of universities got millions and millions of dollars, and that was supposed to help them also stay solvent, pay fees, but 50% of that CARES Act money had to go to students. It had to go to students for financial aid, those in financial need, and there's a few universities like University of Nevada, Las Vegas, University of Nevada, Reno, that have been very, very diligent about giving out their CARES fund. And I think other universities have too. And so it's, you know, transparent and, you know, students getting it are happy, and it's a relief for many students who, you know, took kind of a loss when it came to college. But it's not necessarily a tuition refund. Tuition refunds are separate. That's if the college chooses to refund for, you know, ceremonies missed, refund for, like I said, parking, security fees, using the grassy knoll, using the library, things like that. And apparently there are a lot of class action lawsuits. I think Northeastern, Florida, public universities, USC, Penn State, tons of class action lawsuits now are going on, not so much for the CARE Fund money. The CARE Fund money is given. Those universities have to disperse the CARE Fund money. This is for money that has to do with students' tuition, which is kind of what the students were asking for all along. So I've been to many universities, and I love universities. I love the university system. I want universities to still stay solvent. So what's going on here? What, I mean, are they going to be able to recoup? Well, if a student feels gypped, and mind you, with colleges, it's a little tricky. Because having been a student for decades, all right, you know, feel like it's this big monster entity who you have to kind of bow to. And as a student, you don't really have a lot of autonomy. You don't have a lot of choice because at any time you could get kicked out of school or at any time you could get an F. And so there's not really a lot of objectivity when it comes to schools, you know, and you kind of need to play a game. And if you study hard and you do the work and you do what you're supposed to do, keep your head low, you end up doing well in college. And I know I don't look like the type of person that keeps their head low, but I did college pretty well. I did medical school well, you know, just I might not like things going on, but I'm not very political. I'm really not very political. So I'm like, let me just do my job or whatever. However, students, the younger students are different than us Generation Xers or baby boomers. They're like, wait a second, what am I paying for? And the younger students don't really like this idea of, look, that's just the way it is. That's the hierarchy. That's the way it's always been. You know, I mean, you know, my mom was in the legal field as a woman in the 60s, and it was just the way it is. You had to wear a skirt. You know, the guys got the promotions. That's just the way it is. And so, you know, as the generations progress, we start to learn that, you know what? No, it's not the way it is. You know, I mean, if I paid money and I didn't get my service or I, you know, then give me the money back. So colleges are in a pickle. I don't know where these class action lawsuits are going, but it sounds like a lot of them are. And students are demanding transparency. They're like, look, you know, we spent a crap load of money in tuition. Colleges are already having issues in terms of justifying their tuition. Why should it cost $20,000 a year at one school and $60,000 at another? Why? So, when you look at salaries, when you look at what colleges pay for, you know, I don't really get to see what people make, but I don't think there's a lot of, shall we, usually people take a pay cut to go to a university, but there is a lot of spending. There are a lot of places that could get cut. And unfortunately, the students kind of take the brunt of it. So students are fighting back. So what should a college do? Well, unfortunately, colleges have employees also. So furloughing a bunch of them has been right now, you know, one of the go-tos, unfortunately, you know, to make this work. And it's very interesting because you don't usually see a lot of the executives take pay cuts or anything. You kind of see a lot of the administration. So, you know, the furloughs help if you got thousands and thousands of students. My suggestion for any college to move forward, which is going to be really, really hard in this day and age of social distancing and people going, why am I spending this money on a degree when I don't get a job, is for them to, again, get creative and expand. They're going to have to do online. There's going to have to be like a Harvard online, or, and maybe there is, or an MIT online, or they are going to have to expand their services, and they're going to have to expand their market, because the idea of somebody leaving home, spending a crap load of money on the dorm, you know, having to, you know, spend tens of thousands of dollars of tuition, that might not be, you know, the norm in the next few years. I think the average millennial or Generation Z is starting to get kind of wise to that and going, look, you know, does a degree from Harvard really help? Now, personally, I think so. I think an Ivy League degree is great, but I'm on the West Coast. West Coast isn't that big on Ivy League. We got a lot of great universities, but you could be extremely successful going to a state school. I went to state school. Love state school. I mean, I couldn't afford to go to Ivy League. I didn't even apply to get in because I couldn't afford the application fee. I remember one application fee was $50. I didn't have that money. I was living on $6 a week. I didn't have $50 for an application fee. So what colleges need to do is, number one, is be very, very transparent so they don't get sued. Colleges don't need a lawsuit right now. They really don't. So be transparent. If you're giving out CARES funds, if you're giving out tuition refunds, show the students where that's coming from. Number two is maybe consider, you know, certain, you know, cuts in salary. I know a lot of budgets. There's some wasteful spending in budgets. But also do more. There's a lot of online courses colleges could offer and bring in revenue. It doesn't necessarily have to be a full degree, but there's a lot of courses they could do online. Save money, save staff. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2 to 4%, and tiredness, 2 to 3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this coronavirus inflammatory syndrome is really scaring parents, as apparently it's causing some heart and kidney failure in children. And it seems to be related to coronavirus. A virus that was supposed to be sparing the young ones apparently isn't. It's rare, but it's called coronavirus inflammatory syndrome. Very, very similar to Kawasaki's. And the health com- Commissioner Dr. Oxyris Barbeau said in a news briefing that this is something that is incredibly concerning. Pediatricians and health officials have seen laboratory signs of inflammation and a single or multi-organ indication of failure. So if your kidneys don't work, you go into shock and then your heart can give out. So early in the outbreak, researchers and infectious disease experts said the virus did appear to spare children. Would hit the elderly, would hit those with underlying health conditions, appeared to hit men more than women, and at first appeared to hit smokers until we found out that, nope, doesn't seem to affect smokers as much. But then researchers discovered that children do get it and can die, even if they didn't have a medical issue. So most kids, when they get coronavirus, mild respiratory symptoms, maybe like a fever, dry cough, fatigue, looking like flu. But some get seriously ill. And those that get ill seem to be between 5 and 9 years old. Now, this Kawasaki disease is a illness that we see rarely in kids, but they could get a fever, they could get swelling in blood vessels, a rash, abdominal pain, vomiting, and unfortunately, this syndrome is Kawasaki-like. So, do we know how many more Kawasaki diagnoses we've had this year than last year? We don't. I know that's a question burning on a lot of people, just like with flu. You know, if there's like, I don't know, 1,100 cases a year, normally, let's say, you know, have we seen that rise or do we still see 1,100? And it just so happens that a lot of children have tested positive for coronavirus. We know that children can carry it, not have any symptoms. A lot of the kids have been exposed and they've been hanging around their parents. So, you know, these are kind of some of the numbers we need. But they're acting like in the news that these are brand new illnesses that are on top of typical Kawasaki, which can, of course, be induced by colds and viruses and things like that. So she urged parents to get their kids tested for COVID-19 antibodies if they otherwise test negative for the virus but have symptoms of the Kawasaki disease. The Kawasaki, you would have a fever, rash, sore throat, swollen hands or feet, abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting. They say doctors are seeing the new inflammatory syndrome crop up after a child recovers from coronavirus. They say if you find it early and you treat it early, the long-term consequences of children are negligible. Now, there was a 5-year-old boy in New York City that died from it. So now Governor Andrew Cuomo and the state is investigating how it impacts kids. The state is also looking at 85 reported cases of children falling ill with the symptoms. At least 3 have died from it, and 2 other kids' deaths are under investigation. So, you know, there were 15 pediatric cases of the inflammatory disease in New York City. 4 tested positive for COVID-19, 11 tested negative, 6 had antibodies for the virus. So not everybody is testing positive for coronavirus that have this. So again, we're trying to figure out, is this the normal incidence, you know, the normal numbers of the Kawasaki type illness, or is this brand new? Are these on top of normal numbers? So, you know, it's interesting. We panicked with coronavirus, and there's still a lot of debate of whether we panicked and added to the hype or if we had an appropriate response. But the reason why I've been very, very cautious and nervous about our approach to this coronavirus is this didn't even appear to, for the most part, affect kids. And flu seasons, we know, kill kids. We know there's other illnesses that kill kids, that mysterious polio-like illness. I got to tell you, as a parent, if I heard that polio-like illness that we heard about last year was in my kid's school, my kids would be homeschooled. I would pull my kids out and put them in isolation. So where I get nervous is coronavirus hasn't really, for the most part, affected kids. Yes, there have been some cases, but, you know, for the most part, this wasn't a pediatric epidemic. What happens this fall? You know, Dr. Fauci, which we're going to be talking about in a little bit, he is warning us on opening up the economy. And you see people all, you know, you see memes, which is really, really interesting. These memes on Facebook, some of them are funny and then some of them are serious. And you have many on one side saying, look, you know, we've lost this many people. Somebody had written they lost two cousins to coronavirus. So obviously this is a very, very emotional time. You know, if you've lost somebody to coronavirus, you know, you are not going to put up with, you know, hearing people say that this is all a ruse, you know, to not get Trump elected and, you know, this is all hype and they're trying to, you know, make up an epidemic. On the other end, however, if you own a business, and there's a meme circulating saying, for those of you that don't own a business, you might want to sit this one out. Meaning, you know, arguing and complaining about reopening the economy. If you don't own a business, can you sit this one out? Because people who are business owners are devastated. And, you know, to me, health comes first. So I'm always going to kind of err on the side of health. But when you look and see what's happening from an economy standpoint, JCPenney filing bankruptcy, Neiman Marcus, Steak and Shake, I believe, are closing a bunch of stores. When you start to see a bunch of businesses go under, I get very nervous, okay? You know, when you have poverty, when you have no health insurance, when you don't have a job, we start to see a variety of things. We start to see illness. We see depression. We see suicide. We see drugs. We see violence. You know, I'm really nervous about the death toll of that as well. And, you know, we had heard of a case of a gentleman who, you know, had a heart attack. And the family said he would not go to the doctor because he was afraid of coronavirus. So as a doctor, I'm torn, okay? I mean, I want there to be not hype, but I want there to be reasonable information. You know, I mean, if we really, really think that 6 feet distance is going to save you, well, then fine. But if that's just a gesture and there's a virus that's around and you can pick it up, yeah, then, you know, telling people, okay, well, just wait, you know, do 6 feet or just stay home and you'll be safe. You know, staying home. One of you had asked me about if staying home made things worse. Apparently there was a report coming out of New York that many of the new coronavirus cases were those, you know, staying at home. So it was suggested that though people were defying the stay-at-home order because they were getting it. Well, there's also the argument that if you are forced and confined to the same groups of people, and I don't think we've studied air conditioning vents in New York City. I don't think we've, you know, discovered if, you know, people have shared, you know, air spaces in these apartments. That, you know, did we do more of a disservice forcing people to be home and confined and not getting fresh air? You know, they say when you are home and in self-isolation to still get some fresh air. You can't just sit there breathing in the same stagnant air. You have to, you do need some sunlight. You need to get some fresh food and vegetables. You can't be just doing takeout. And so a lot of people on lockdown did that. They were afraid to go to, you know, grocery stores. You know, my husband and my son would go grocery shopping. And, you know, they would get fruit and vegetables, but we would get probably fruits and vegetables. Maybe if, like, once a week we went and got bananas yesterday, they were the only bananas left on the shelf. So there's not even a lot of fruits and vegetables accessible. So what are people doing? They're doing more takeout. Well, how is that healthy? You know, so we've kind of created a landscape, or we've created an environment that we claim keeps us safe and keeps us healthy. And I'm very nervous as a doctor as to how safe and healthy that is. If you're not going to the doctor because you're having chest pain, if you're stretching out your blood pressure medicine or your bipolar medications or your diabetes medications because you don't want to go to the doctor, you're afraid to go out, you know, if you're, you know, not wanting to go back to work, you know, because of, you know, of the way, you know, coronavirus is, and I just don't know how, you know, how safe that was. We said it was safe, but maybe it wasn't. The 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Maybe not. today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's foremost infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, speaking at a Senate hearing being held by two committees remotely at this hour. Fauci says that he's okay with opening parts of the nation and parts of certain states if it's safe to do so. But he says he's also got concerns that some states might move too quickly.
My concern is that we will start to see little spikes that might turn into outbreaks. So therefore, I have been being very clear in my message to try to the best extent possible to go by the guidelines which have been very well thought out and very well delineated.
Two newborns among more than a dozen people killed when ISIS gunmen stormed an Afghan hospital today. At least three of the attackers were killed by Afghan special forces. This is USA Radio News. Former CDC Director Tom Frieden saying in an interview that another pandemic's inevitable, and he's amazed that despite the lessons learned from coronavirus, the nation and the world's health systems remain so underprepared.
That's why it's so important that every country in the world invest in public health systems that can find a threat when it first emerges, stop it at the source if possible.
Frieden speaking there to the BBC, President Trump defending his accusations against Democratic governors. Governors who he told reporters yesterday seemed to be too slow in moving to reopen their states. Arguments about President Trump's taxes will go before the U.S. Supreme Court today after three House committees subpoenaed his taxes and the president's refused to comply. Police in Florida giving out some hefty fines to littering beachgoers after crews had to clean up over 13,000 pounds of trash on Cocoa Beach after the weekend crowds. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't think we're really getting anywhere. I see what's happening, and I see, you know, Dr. Fauci and, you know, him, you know, talking to the Senate, and I see where people are starting to go back to right and left and conservative and liberal with this issue with coronavirus, and I would really like to take the whole right and the left aspect out of this, because I know many people who are liberal that really didn't like the shutdown and couldn't stand that their business went under. I see a lot of people who are conservative that, you know, you know, were like, no, I think we really needed to be on lockdown. So let's try to get politics aside because nothing's going to get done. And a big talking point and soundbite that a lot of politicians use is, I chose life over economy. And when I hear that, I'm like, okay, you know, bravo, and that's always going to be the easier side to take. If you're in politics, you know, if you say, okay, I'm going to take economy over life, you're screwed. So you, you know, that's played it safe, but that's not what's going on here. The idea of reopening the economy, I got it, yeah. I don't, how does economy exude saliva? All I said was economy. All right. Well, case in point, this is why we're still on lockdown, right? Because when you say it, you spray it. We're not reopening the economy. The economy's screwed, okay? We had in Las Vegas salons reopen, restaurants reopen, forced to be at 50% capacity. There is nothing economy about that, okay? If anybody broke even or barely made a profit, I'd be shocked. Okay, there is no reopening of the economy going on. We have interchangeably used the same terms, saying, well, if we relax shutdown measures, we are reopening the economy, and no, stop that. Those are two completely different things. Reopening the economy, that's not even, you can't even do it. Okay, I want shutdowns relaxed because I want people going to their doctor. Remember I talked to you guys about how kids aren't getting their vaccines? I'm taking care of people online. And mom's like, yeah, so yeah, my kids didn't get their vaccines this year. Why not? Well, because of coronavirus. Why the hell wouldn't they get their vaccines? They have their one-year checkup. You know, pretty soon they're going to have their 15-month checkup. I mean, you know, yeah, we've been on lockdown for 2 months. They could still get their vaccines. No, no, they can't. The doctor's office is closed. Or we don't want to get coronavirus. Okay, I'm not urging relaxation of shutdown restrictions for the economy. The economy's screwed. We are going to be in a world of hurt now for years with what happened. There's just no way to have only, you know, to have people in the kitchen of a restaurant 6 feet apart. It just doesn't work. Okay. With threats of being closed down and, you know, it's just not going to work. So this relaxation of shutdown and lockdown restrictions is because people want to live. Okay, we got a lot of young kids out there that want to date, that want to meet their future wife or husband or partner. You have dogs and cats. Well, yeah, my cats. I don't really walk the cats, but they want to go outside and be with other dogs and cats. You got people that want to see art. You have kids that want to go to school and learn. Yes, maybe a secondary effect will be helping the economy. But I think when people accuse Americans of choosing economy over lives, no, the economy's screwed. The second you shut down the whole country, you already killed the economy for years. We're screwed. I'm sorry. I can't be positive about it. But now, you know, are kids going to go back to school? Are kids going to enjoy Disneyland? Are kids going to go and see grandma? We stopped living the last couple months. Okay, so my mom lives in town. Okay? Yeah. I'm going to be positive about that. I love my mommy. But because of all this, my kids hadn't seen her for 2 months. Finally, we said, to heck with it. You're coming over for Mother's Day. Did we put her at risk? Did she take a risk? I don't think she cared. She's like, look, we only have one life to live. Where's my grandkids? So, you know, are we not living while we're in shutdown? We talked about this in the last segment, and here's my question to you, is did the shutdown make you more sick? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If you made your blood pressure medicine, if you try to, stretch it out, Your diabetes medicine, stretch it out. Your bipolar medication, stretch it out. Your vaccines, if you didn't take your kid to get the vaccines, if you tried to do home remedies on that, you know, boil that you have and it just got worse, did the lockdown, this is what we kind of need to hear. You know, did you relapse? Did you start drinking again? And again, I'm not trying to say I'm anti-lockdown. Based on the information we had and the scare and the hype, there wasn't really much we could do except, guys, stay home. The problem with that is you just killed multiple countries' economies. And you killed business models. And you basically destroyed business 101. In fact, colleges now have to reteach business. With business, you greet the client. Even in medicine, you touch the client, the customer, the patient. You go to lunches with them. You go to dinners with them. You have meetings with them. With businesses, you have to have volume. How do you increase volume? How do you get customers through the door? All we're doing right now is talking about how to keep people out. All we're talking about right now is keeping people away from each other. Separation. It is so isolationist that that just destroys most business models. That destroys most medical models. There's a meme that's going around that shows a doctor trying to do the shot 6 feet away by throwing them like darts at a patient. Now, I know that's hyperbole and whatever, but unfortunately, it's a symptom. Let me shut this off. Okay, where's my mute? No, I'm not muting myself. Where's mute? Okay. Unfortunately, it's a symptom of where we're at right now. Any business model you had, whether it's marketing, medical, dentist, whatever, we are now supposed to switch it to how to not be in the same room with another client or your customer. It makes no sense. So you and I and everybody else has to decide, are we ready to live? Do we want to see our ailing loved one in the nursing home? Or let government prevent us from being there during their last days? Do we want to stop going out to movies? Do we want to stop dating? Do we want to stop having work meetings? Do we want our kids to stop going to school? Do we want to stop dating? Do we want to stop clubs? Now, some of you will say, well, look, rapes are down. You know, violence is down. Car accidents are down. Yeah, true. So which life do you guys want? You know, I mean, I don't personally need to go out to eat. I'm kind of sick of restaurants. I'm kind of sick of movies. I don't really need to do that. But I really want their kids to spend time with grandma. And I want them to go to Disneyland with grandpa. I want them to go to the beach. I want them to hike. We have Red Rock. It is gorgeous. If you've ever been to Nevada or Southern Nevada, we have Red Rock National Park. And they closed it down during this whole thing. They closed down a national park where you could be getting fresh air and sunlight. You know, which is why my question is 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Did lockdown make you more sick? Because you gained weight. You ate like crap. You didn't get fresh fruit and vegetables because you were afraid to go to the store. And the store didn't have any. Because you didn't go out and get sunlight. Because you sat home next to the bar. And you sat on your butt watching TV all the time and you worked from home. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, sports. Some of you want me to talk about sports. Well, I've been having some difficulty following what's been going on because I don't think they know yet. You know, right now with NFL, they're trying to figure out how to still do, you know, games this season, and they're planning on it. But are they going to have to be fan-free? Now, opening kickoff is, I forget which day in September. Well, we have preseason in August, but we're about 4 months away. And they plan on the 17-week regular season to go on as planned. I heard that there might not be any bye weeks. You know, the less games, I don't know if that helps because you still need that in order to get all the teams done. I'm not sure. You guys might know how to figure that out than I do. But they said the 17-week regular season schedule is going to go as planned. And there's hope that the COVID-19 curve will flatten. You will have plenty of testing, maybe even an early vaccine. And so, you know, maybe we could have fans. Unfortunately, they're thinking that a real effective vaccine isn't going to come till 2021. People are hoping that by Labor Day, we could return to life as normal. See, again, people are bringing up life. They're not bringing up economy. They're like, can we live our lives? All 256 games are going to be played in stadiums with some social distancing measures. Now, again, go for a blitz or when you, how do you tackle with social distancing measures? Not sure. But they say they're going to have social distancing measures put in place already with practices. From what I understand, they're doing social distancing. But without a vaccine and without the majority of people wanting to even get the vaccine, they're going to have trouble packing 70,000 people into a stadium. And local governments might not allow it. According to CBS Sports, they say any way you look at it, the NFL is going to take a huge blow this season. They've had continued revenue growth year after year. I'm a huge football fan. I watch every single Saturday, Monday, and Thursday night, or Sunday, Monday, and Thursday night, even Sunday during the day. I have football on all the time. I'll even watch the commercials, so those that are spending the bucks on marketing are getting their money's worth. I just love football. I buy gear. I bet in the sports book. I'm just, you know, for me, I don't have to be in the stadium. I'm okay with that. Unfortunately, they need fans. They need stadiums. They need, a quiet stadium, not hearing the heckling, not hearing the, not seeing the fans. It's going to make a difference. It's, you know. So, they say any way you look at it, NFL is going to take a major hit. One NFC executive said to me right now, nobody's going to have revenue growth. No one's going to replace lost revenue. They say the result's going to be tens of millions of dollars in lost revenue across the league. The league office has already implemented pay cuts and furloughs in a period of time where the league usually doesn't bring in money anyway. Individual teams are planning. They're in salvage mode over the last few weeks. And so they expect they're going to lose $70 million in gate receipts per team. And that's conservative. They say count the 10 games, two exhibitions at a stadium, multiply by 7 million, which several sources indicate would be fair across the league. That means each team is losing an average of 70 million. Even if you save on staffing, you lose on concession sales. You lose on parking. You now have to pay 5 or 10 or 15 bucks in parking. TV contracts, too. The other thing, too, is there's television contracts. And in order for television contracts to be in place, they need the advertising and they need the people spending the money on the commercials. Well, if your business is going down, are you going to advertise? I mean, you know, we have businesses and, you know, we haven't really been advertising much because we can't take, we're only allowed to take 50% people. They say even though the NFL has enjoyed all-time revenue highs this century, teams still may see profit margins. They think Green Bay Packers might still see some money. I don't see how. I don't don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is going to move to the Patriots or not, but that would be interesting. I think that's just a lot of, I don't think he's leaving, but that would, I would definitely watch the Patriots if Aaron Rodgers moves over. Even though I'm not a big fan of him, I think he was mean to my Cowboys still. But the Packers are at the high end of local revenue generation. They netted an operating profit of $724,000. But again, what happens as we come into this next year? So what about Major League Baseball? Well, Major League Baseball is going to play. There has been a proposal that they are going to play the 2020 season. So it has been voted on. And again, you know, luckily you could still social distance for the most part. And the catcher's wearing a mask anyway. So they could very easily wear a mask as well. So the game can be played. I mean, it's going to be easier to steal a base when somebody is 6 feet away from the base. You know, so social distancing at the bases might be an issue. But again, it's the economics. So there was a proposal approved by the owners that includes a 50-50 revenue share. Now, Major League Baseball has always kind of been reluctant to accept this revenue sharing plan because then it leads to a salary cap. But remember, they don't know how much money they're going to make. If they can't pack stadiums, there's going to be a problem. If they can't, again, if they aren't selling, you know, you'll see like a big Supercuts ad. You'll see a huge Supercuts sign, you know, behind home base, their home plate. Again, you know, are people going to advertise? So the NFL and the NBA have revenue sharing plans. So basically what that does is it sets both a floor and a ceiling on what the players can earn. Under the proposal, the players would essentially have access to half of the money that ends up coming in the year. With 2020 revenue projections, they're, you know, impossible to project, they said. You can understand why owners want to put a limit on the piece of the pie that players can draw from their paychecks. But the MLBPA has agreed to prorate their salaries based on the number of games played this season, and they will continue to argue that they shouldn't have to cut their salaries further to adjust for lost revenue at the gate. You know, like same thing with, you know, doctors, same thing with teachers. You know, it's not my fault you guys are having issues with the economy. I'm doing the work. You pay me for my work. That makes sense. If I'm playing the game, if I'm doing, I get salaries for, you know, that. But then on the other end, the revenue sharing sometimes is nice because then you get a piece of the pie. People are making bucks. You get to make bucks too. Why not? So there's going to be an 82-game season, fewer games than normal seasons. So lower risk of players or clubhouse personnel testing positive. Season begins July 1. If that happens and they avoid doubleheaders, they could then increase their chances to more of a normal season by next year, they believe. But, again, it's, you know, it is really going to take people saying we're going to live. You know, I mean, I don't want to see football players getting coronavirus. I don't want, you know, to see MLB players. I would like to hear some feedback of what happened when some of the basketball players got coronavirus. Was it mild? Was it benign? Were they able to just go back out there and, you know, you know, do their sport? We really kind of need a lot of that information right now. If young, healthy athletes aren't that affected, leave it up to the athlete if they want to get exposed or not. Let them sign a waiver. 1-877 Doc Sally, don't go away.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.